folks. Probably my favorite musical artist in 10 years, The Drew Marshall Show, Alicia Brillinger.
There's only so little you can sleep. The medicine cabinet's only so deep. Only so many sad songs you can repeat. Lying in your bed with the shades pulled down and your faith completely
Well, look, I wanted to start off the new year with the return of one of my all-time favorite guests, if not my my favorite musical guest. Alicia Brillinger is a Tanzanian-Canadian singer-songwriter known for her eclectic musical genres. She mixes them. She's hard to navigate, to negotiate. You can't put her in a box, folks. Actually, it's very much like Eva Cassidy. She had that same problem. She could do the jazz thing, the world and pop, and she performs on guitar and piano and plays a mean kazoo, I think. That's what I've heard. Her playful lyrics and onstage banter have garnered the attention of audiences internationally. This 2012 Leading Edge Arts Award winner has performed live at the Montreal Jazz Festival, the Mariposa Folk Festival, and CBC Radio. Alicia is currently producing her second full-length album to be released April 2013 with the help of the Brilltones, her jazz band with whom she's shared residency at Toronto's premier music venue, the Reservoir Lounge. And wow, did she kick it there. I went down to check her out and the band, and it was a groovy, groovy night. She owns the stage. That's all you need to say. Her song Lifted was featured on the television show Degrassi, The Next Generation. Good Canadian kids. With other songs becoming a staple on Showcase Network's television series King. With plans to tour in 2013, and that better happen, music audiences have a lot to look forward to from this bright young performer. Alicia Brillinger back in the house. A big round of applause for Alicia Brillinger. Yes, yeehaw. Yeehaw. Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome back. I first found out about you through a guy named Tim Huff. Hey, this gal's got some great talent. You may want to have her on the show. And then we had you on the show, and you were great. And
thanks.
I've been telling lots of people about you. I don't know if that's going to help.
It always helps.
Yeah. I noticed that you have a lot of Facebook followers.
I do.
Thousands, even.
Yeah.
Really?
They like keeping up with my shenanigans.
And I also said one time to you, the way you sing is like we can hear your smile.
That's very sweet.
Something like that.
In certain songs, there's some
sad songs
where you'll hear my middle finger.
Ooh,
but,
yes.
Yeah, on this new record.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Got a little...
so it has to do with the ex-boyfriend.
Right.
But for the most part, it's pretty happy.
Wow. Did you record We Will Never, Ever Get Back Together, Ever?
Actually, there's a song definitely along those lines. Yeah.
Okay.
There is.
Does it come with a disclaimer? Like R-rated material?
There's actually no expletives, I don't think, on this
Not
record.
Audibly, anyway.
Not audibly.
No. Yeah. Man, well, listen, it's good to have you back. I did pop into the Reservoir Lounge and met your mom.
Cool.
And my friend, I think, was with her.
Yep.
Or your aunt?
It was, I think, her friend Pam, who lives in Oakville, too, which is awesome. Hello,
okay.
Pam.
Hi, Pam and mom. And are you still living in the K-Dub?
I am. I'm sort of back and forth. I'm recording in Toronto, so I'm, staying on my friend's couch for a while. But I'm permanently in Kitchener.
Permanently in Kitchener.
Yeah.
Ooh, good name for a song.
Permanently in Kitchener.
Yeah,
I hope that's not
the name of my song.
Not that I don't love Kitchener. I do, but I want to go up.
Yeah. Maybe if you break into the country genre, you could use that
I
for
could.
A title.
Yes.
You have been I would imagine people in the industry have tried to shape you and mold you and push you towards the more poppy thing.
Yeah.
And the last time we talked, I don't think you were too cool with that. Are you cool with that? Are you okay with it? Because that comes with a paycheck, usually.
It does, actually. So since we last spoke, I slept with the millionaire head of my label, and now I'm going to be released all around the world. So
okay,
here we go.
Okay, great.
Just kidding. No, yeah. I decided not to. I mean, I've always decided to stick to my figurative guns, what I feel, you know, honors my integrity inside. And so, yeah, I am not down with that whole Hollywood schmoozy thing. But, I mean, to a certain extent, you do certain things, but then you don't do others. You have your moral compass, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Do you know the Taylor Swift story? Did we talk about this last time?
I think we talked about...
Sorry.
What was it? Her...
Daddy laid down a few million.
That's what...
In order
yeah.
for her to become Taylor Swift. So...
Well...
Hello, Daddy.
Hello, Father.
Yes.
I don't know if my dad has a few million. I think he's waiting for me to make a few million
right.
to lay down for
right.
him.
Okay. All right. Well, shall we maybe do a song?
Yeah.
I think that'd be a good idea. Tell
totally.
Us about it. Set it up. Do your thing.
Okay. So here's a song about sort of like it was just on the precipice of when my last relationship was falling apart. And this one's about being in a long distance relationship. And it's called Sailor's Wife. And it's just an analogy for waiting for someone. Thank you.
An analogy for waiting for someone.
Yeah.
I like it. Folks, live on the Drew Marshall Show, back again like a bad rash. Alicia, I don't know. Alicia Brillinger.
All right. A sailor's wife. I live a 21st century life. My heart ain't the patient kind, but I'm gonna wait for you. I love you like a fat kid loves cake, but all I do is anticipate. And hungry, I stare at an empty plate till my brown eyes go blue. But you know I'm gonna wait for you. My cold bed all alone and replace my pillow with my phone, and I just feel so happy. I know that patience is a virtue, and I would never wanna hurt you. And darling, I don't wanna desert you, so though I miss you like mad, you know that I'm gonna wait for you.
And now you know why I had to have her back to start the new year. Alicia Brillinger on
Thanks.
The Drew Marshall Show. I get silly when you sing.
Thank you. That's good.
Well, yeah, it's not cool. Like,
yeah, I mean, I'm pretty silly when I sing, too, so maybe that's what happens. It just rubs off.
It's interesting because when I saw you perform at the Reservoir Lounge, I was kind of looking. I like to study the crowd, and I was kind of, you know, I was standing up by the bar.
They're not the silliest of crowds. But then give them drinks, and they kind of.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But it's not just the drinks, Alicia. No, you do lighten up a room. You're... I don't know, your swagger, your cheekiness, your fun thing, you know. Yeah, you drag people along kicking and screaming. I remember talking to James Brown 100 years ago, and, you know, he said, you know, people may come in with burdens and, you know, heaviness on them, and when they leave here, I want them to be lighter.
Yeah.
Right? And so I would imagine it's the
same
vibe.
Yeah, that's really awesome, because that's how I feel inside, too. That's what I want to do.
Fantastic. Okay, so let's talk about, just a recap for people, where you came from. Because, you know, you're not your sort
kind of...
Kind
of graphic.
No, we don't want to know those details.
Okay, sorry.
We do not know diagrams or anything. Okay. But, I mean, like, how long have you been in KW, right, from the very beginning?
No, I grew up in Brampton, so I grew up beside Toronto. Woo, Brampton, yep. That's where I get my swagger from,
B-dot.
I think. Yep, B-dot.
Okay.
And then I moved to Kitchener when I was about 15. And started going to open mics. There was a blues open mic at a place called The Still. And I went every Wednesday, and that was my first taste of playing with a live band. So I just sang and sang and sang, and then my dad gave me his guitar when I was also around the time I was 14 and 15, and I taught myself on that and started writing. And then just started playing shows and...
That's it?
Taking names. well, I mean, I started playing, and then, I mean, if you want the story, I entered a contest called Rhythm of the Future, and the prize for that was, I think it was like $20,000 towards recording with this one producer in Toronto. So though I was living in Kitchener, my mom would drive me several nights a week. We'd get there at like, by the way, this guy was typically a hip-hop producer, so he worked on hip-hop time, as they say. So my mom, bless her heart, would drive me there at like 7 or 8 p.m. We wouldn't get back to Kitchener until like 1 or 2 sometimes. And I was in high school at the time, too, and she was working. And so that was my first taste of being in the studio. And that experience to this day was still the most, he was the most meticulous producer ever. So
really?
Having worked with him was good training, I think.
Nice. Because it's funny, when you say hip-hop producer, I don't think meticulous. I think, I don't know, I don't think meticulous.
Well, I think his background, like he loved jazz and R&B, but at the time he was making money producing hip-hop, so that was the thing. But, you know, so he was like, sing that lick again, oh, sing that lick again, oh, over and over and over until the cows came home. That's how that happened.
I just talked to, I had lunch with a guy named Douglas Romano, Doug Romano. Do you know Doug, Tim? And he's a producer at 17-something Street. That's the name of the studio, actually. Huge, huge studio, one of the biggest in Toronto. And even he has heard of you.
Oh, that is so cool.
I know. Isn't it nice to be known?
That is really nice.
By people in the scene, in the industry?
Totally. Yeah. Especially, yeah, by people in the industry.
Worst moment on stage, best moment on stage.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you throw out some kind of, you know, yeah, I'd like to hear about this, yeah.
Oh, gosh, the worst moment.
Have you ever fallen off a stage, first of all?
I haven't fallen
or
off.
Or...
I haven't peed. I like Fergie. I haven't done that yet.
Wow.
Who knows? It could still happen.
Could happen.
I'm young.
Yep.
But... I'd probably cite the worst moment on stage was probably the first time I was on stage because I was scared. Shit.
Yeah.
Oh, really? I was like, that was like a panic attack in a jar. I was just like, yeah. And afterwards I said, I'm never doing that again.
Right.
Ever.
And we're never getting back together.
Yeah, we're never, me and the stage, we're never getting back together. But then we started to date again, and now I'm super duper in love with it. So.
Nice. Yeah, you are very comfortable on stage. It looks like it anyway.
Yeah, I guess it's an attention complex. There's probably some Freudian theory for it, but.
Okay, in school, what's happening? Like, you finished the high school.
High school.
Yeah, and then is there anything else, or is it full-time music?
I went to Humber briefly for their jazz program.
And?
And
did you get kicked
I was
out?
There for 5 minutes, and then I moved downtown, got a job at a grocery store, I started gigging. And, I mean, I know a lot of great musicians who have graduated, and I know a lot of great musicians who didn't graduate but have a lot going on. So it's a good place to meet people. And then besides that, no, I haven't gone after any post-secondary education per se.
Well, nor have I.
Good.
I dropped out in grade 9.
So. Nice.
No, don't say that. You can't say
okay,
nice.
Sorry. I don't mean nice. I mean...
Congratulations.
Way to go, you.
No, it's cool to meet... Okay. There's such a stigma. By the way, kids, stay in school.
Yeah.
But, you know, once in a blue moon, you can make something of yourself without needing education.
Good. Good. Yeah. Speaking of education, could you educate us with another song?
Yeah, I totally
see that
segue.
Tim, did you see that? Hey, you can't teach that, right?
That's stay a gift. In school.
Stay in school. Thanks
stay
for that,
in school.
Alicia. What are you doing? What's this? What are you?
Okay,
what are you playing?
So I'm going to play a song called "Distracted," and
this is Drew's theme song.
And this one actually has to do with the Hollywood producer stuff. So I may have played this one last time, but it still rings true.
As long as it's inspirational. I love it.
I'm going to inspire you with my wit and double entendres. Don't worry, they're good. If I said I was listening to you, I'd have to retract it. 'Cause now I'm distracted. Now I'm distracted. I'm the bird that flies away when you think you've trapped it. Now I'm distracted. Now I'm distracted. I knew the conversation was done when we interacted. 'Cause now I'm distracted. Now I'm distracted. And I know you think I am, but I'm not attracted. Instead, I'm distracted. Oh, yep, I'm distracted. Well, you know, we're like a fish and a bird. Come on, come on, and give me one word. Give me
Alicia Brillinger on the Drew Marshall Show. Tim and I are sitting here with our jaws open, having giggle smiles going. Giggle smiles?
Giggle smiles.
I don't know what those are, but we've got them.
That's the name of my new record.
I like that. Giggle smiles. I got a text during your singing there. You want to read that out loud? Tell everyone who it's from, first of all.
This is from the boy.
Which is Be My Son.
Aw. He says, she is freaking amazing.
There you go.
That's so sweet.
He doesn't like a lot.
Aw.
He tuned me into a little band named Mumford & Sons about 5 years ago before they were kind of Mumford & Sons, you know. And he's pretty picky about his tunage. Yeah.
You can spot it.
Can I say I'm really distracted with my gum sitting right there?
Sorry about that.
Okay, so, yeah, getting ahead in the music industry. Is that weird? Because Tim and I were commenting earlier, you probably didn't hear this because you were listening to your GPS, about, you know, it's a shame that, and I don't mean to offend you with this, Alicia, but it's just a shame that you're ugly.
Because it's good I can laugh at that.
You could go so much further if you were attractive.
It's true. Yes, I know.
And if your mom or dad are listening, especially if your dad is listening, I'm joking.
He's joking. That's
joking.
Really funny.
No, I'm getting to the point here. But the point is, you know, I know there's a sleaze factor to the industry, right? And I mean, even you and I had a conversation about, and I told my attorney about, I sent him all your stuff, and I told you I would do that. But, you know, the amount of times you would have somebody say to you, oh, you know, I got connections and talk to me and I'll get you hooked up and yo-yo. You know, L.A. is the only city in the world where you die from encouragement.
Yeah.
It's like, I want, you know, pay me. Let's get a deal. Let's make money here.
That's really true.
The lunches and the and the double gun salute thing.
Yeah. No, it's anyway. Very true. And you know what? Sometimes you, I met a number of those people and, you know, quite truly only a percentage of them follow through. But I guess it's almost like, it's like a lot of things in life, right? You meet a lot of friends. Some of them are the good ones. Not that there's anything wrong with people who don't end up investing, but screw them. They're missing out. Jeez. Don't they know I'm going to be the next Mumford & Sons?
Yeah, whatevs.
Whatevs.
I'm sorry that, because I can only, if you were my daughter, I would just be stupid, crazy protective. And Tim and I both know what skanks guys can be.
Oh, yeah.
So combine that with who you are in the industry and the looks and the talent and everything. And, you know, and you've got a little sultry, you know, thing.
I can't help
vibe.
It. I know. I think it's, I don't know what it is. I'm just kidding. I don't intentionally flirt with everybody, but I think it's just... I think it's the a function of being an entertainer, right? You're like women, men, children, babies. You just...
Yeah, I know she didn't mention old people.
Old people, seniors. Yeah, corpses.
Special people.
Everyone.
Yeah, good. Okay, so releases.
So excited.
Tell us, talk, please.
So I'm making a record, yeah? Yeah, making a record. And my previous one was an EP, and it was acoustic. It was very live off the floor. This one's still definitely true to the live roots, which I love. But it is a little more, it's going to sound more polished. I'm very excited. It's like 12 new songs that I wrote over the course of the past year.
So it's a wheel record.
It's a wheel record, having the content of which is, some of it's just about, you know, my normal, fun, whatever self. Adventures in life, and then the other half is about the relationship that I had, which, yeah, it's very autobiographical, and I think if he ever hears the record, he's going to know it's about him. But I don't say his name, so...
That's all right, then.
He'll be the only one who knows.
What, didn't... No, the British chick that won all the... Adele. Didn't she, her boyfriend try to sue her and get some money or something like that?
I think he did. And
it didn't work.
It didn't work. Good, and I'm safe.
Yeah, you're fine.
I'm safe.
Just quote the Adele case.
I have a really funny story. One of the lyrics is about the fact that he had... he had something in mind that I really wanted back, right? So I sent him emails, never heard back. Finally, I sent an email asking for it back, and he said, yeah, he would send it. Okay, fair enough. But in that time that he hadn't sent it back, I'd already written a song. You know, it's kind of a...
Slamming.
And I wrote a song. And in one of the lyrics is that, you know, you didn't give me that specific thing back. But guess what I got in the mail 2 days ago?
No way. You got it back.
So I'm still using the song.
Asterisks in the liner notes. Yeah.
It came eventually, but...
The cat came back. I know I asked you to do three songs, but in the last few minutes here, can you just play me a little bit of the first song that grabbed me? Just a little bit. This is spontaneous, and you may not be able to do it. Ipanema.
Oh, The Look of Love.
Yeah.
The Look of Love,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
Because that one, that's the one my attorney liked the most.
Oh, cool.
My attorney just sounds weird to say that. I mean to sound pretentious.
You look weird saying it.
Thank you. Just a little something out of that.
Okay, sure.
Please.
This is Drew's favorite. I didn't write this one. It's an old song, but I love it. The light of love is in your eyes. The look, your smile can't disguise. In a while.
Anyway, no, that's perfect. Oh, you're killing me.
And what my heart has heard, it just takes my breath away. Yes. Anyway, I haven't played it. Sorry, Drew.
No, it's fine.
Pretty much I recorded that in a YouTube video and then I haven't played it.
But since. What was in the YouTube, by the way, you got to check it out. Go to YouTube and watch it.
It'll make you cry.
You're so distracted in that. You were looking around your room like there were like ghosts or something.
If you saw the video, actually what I was looking around for was, well, the story behind it, you know, I was waiting for my ex who the song's about. Anyway, I was waiting for him to come back to the hotel room because I hadn't seen him in a while and he's from Phoenix. We had a long distance relationship.
Okay, got it.
But here we are in LA. We're together finally.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm waiting for him to come back. He's not there. I'm texting him, where are you? Nothing. So, of course, I'm just a little sad because I'm in L.A., which is kind of can be a cold city, right?
Yeah.
There by myself waiting for him. And so I was looking around in the video to see if, you know, his headlights were coming through the window or
is that what that was?
Or if he was at the door or something, because he was supposed to be there any second. So I was like, crap, I'm recording a video. If he walks in, I'm going to look pretty lame recording a video here.
Right.
So that's what I was looking around for.
Right. Man. Okay. All right. Yeah. I love it. Folks, go check it out. Look, this last half hour of our show, what we're trying to do is just bring you some really creative, inspirational, and incredibly talented musicians. And I wanted to start the year off with the bestest. And I did. Alicia.
Actually, Drew texted me. He said, I'd like, you know, I really wanted to bring in my favorite performer for this first show of this year. But they weren't available. So can you come, Alicia?
That's so cheeky.
It was pretty funny. I showed everyone around me the text. It was funny.
Nice. Anyway, Happy New Year.
Thanks. Happy New Year to you, too. Thanks for having me on the show.
You know, thank you for coming back. Folks, follow this young gal, Alicia Brillinger. If you don't know how to spell her name, go to my website. All her details are there. And I'll spell it for you right now. A-L-Y, Alicia. Brillinger, 2 L's. Figure it out. If you can't, you don't deserve to listen to her.
Thank you.
That's the end of the show, folks. On our show next week, I can't remember. I never can remember. I don't know why I try to pretend like I'm going to promote next week's show because I can never remember who's on next week's show. But we had a fun time today. Tim, thanks for coming back and joining us and being here. Tim the Tool, ladies and gentlemen, he's been with us for a few years now, and we're glad he is. Hey, folks, thanks for tuning in. And if you're new to this great country, please get the heck out of the left lane. Bye-bye.
Thinking about advertising your organization on the radio, but don't really have the budget for a long-term marketing campaign? Well, what if we gave you a show? The Drew Marshall Show is currently offering an innovative advertising concept for the small business owner or charity. With web stats and listenership at an all-time high, Canada's most listened to spiritual talk show is offering you an opportunity to partner with us, one show at a time. Consider sponsoring one show and we'll introduce you to our listening audience for the day. Drew will mention your organization every hour during our 4-hour show, including a live phone interview. We'll also post your logo and website link on our website for an entire month. If you are thinking about promoting a special event, product, or upcoming sale, or if you just want to test the radio advertising waters without a huge investment, then consider becoming a one-day advertising partner with The Drew Marshall Show. Go to drewmarshall.ca for details or call Joy 1250 on 905-845-2821, extension 367. That's 905-845-2821, extension 367.